Blog Talk Radio. We bless you. We honor you. Glory. Hallelujah. We bless you for all of your goodness. We bless you tonight. We bless you. Glory be to God. Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We holler your name on tonight. We holler your name. We glorify you on tonight. We glorify you for your goodness. We glorify you for your grace on tonight. We glorify you, hallelujah, for all that you are. And we come to thank you on tonight. We come to tell you, thank you, Lord. We come to thank you for keeping our minds. We come to tell you, oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for keeping our hearts on tonight. We come to tell you, thank you tonight, glory to God, for you kept us. You kept us safe. We're thanking you for your peace on tonight. We bless your precious name. We bless you, hallelujah. Glory be to God, but we know, glory to God, that you inhabit the praises of your people. Oh, God, and look upon this life even now. Look upon your people who are giving you praise, your people who are lifting up their voices unto you, your people, oh, God, who are giving you adoration, your people who are giving you praise. Glory be to God. We glorify you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We glorify you are tonight, for you're our Alpha, you're our Omega. Oh God, you're the beginning and the end, and we're thanking you are tonight. We're thanking you for placement, oh glory to God, for right where we sit, God, right where we are. We're thanking you are tonight. We bless your name. We bless your name, oh God. We fill the earth with your praises. We fill the earth, God. We saturate right where we are with your praises. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We glorify you on the night. We glorify you, oh God. We're asking that you look upon us tonight. Look upon each and everyone. Look upon this line. Glory to God. Look upon this line. Glory to God. Look upon Eboshanalabahaya. Oh, God, but we know that it's a virtual line. But we know that you're spirit on tonight. And they that worship you, what must worship you in spirit and in truth. We're asking that you look upon us tonight. Look upon our spirits tonight, oh, God. We're asking that you forgive us tonight. Forgive us and create in us a clean heart. Renew within us a right spirit, a righteous spirit before tonight. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you to take out all impurities. We're asking that you wash us tonight. We're asking that you make us anew in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking that you do with us on tonight. Do as you will on tonight. Do as you will on tonight. Oh, glory to God, do a new thing. Glory to God, do a new thing on tonight. Touch us where we've not been touched. Move us where we've not been moved. In the name of Messiah, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, you said by your word that deep calleth unto deep. Calls the Son of God to move into the deep places. In the name of Jesus, while we yield, take us, oh God, have your way. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, while we're yielding, oh God, do as you will. Reposition us tonight. Make the crooked places straight. In the name of Jesus, cause your holiness to rest within us tonight. In the name of Jesus, we just saturate us tonight. Saturate our minds. Sanctify our minds. God, intensify, intensify our love for you. Intensify our love. Cause our love, oh God, cause us to be a reset on the night. Cause us to be a reset according to your will, according to your divine way. And Father, we thank you tonight. We honor you. We bless you. We glorify you on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Sanctify our minds now. In your precious name, oh God. Oh, take out, oh God. Take out the stony places of the heart. Give us a heart of flesh and do what you will. Send forth your word. Let your word, oh God, cause it to settle on good ground. Cause it to settle in good store. In your precious name, oh God, we ask you to do it today. Let nothing that we do, let our coming here, oh God, let it not be in vain. Let our coming each and every night, let it not be in vain. Let that not be deception in us among us, oh God, in your precious name, oh God, Messiah, for we bind the hand of deception tonight. Glory to God, we bind the hand of deception tonight. You come almost, woo, higher. You come almost, hey, glory to God. We bind the hand of deception tonight. Woo, God, self-deception, we bind it up and we cast it out tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, cause your glory to have preeminence. Cause your glory, oh God, take your abode in us. Take your abode in us. Woo, Jesus, do the work on tonight by your spirit and by your anointing. And Father, we give you thanks tonight. Thank you, thank you for regulating us, your people. Woo, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, but we bless you, oh God, and we're seeking your face. We're seeking your face on tonight, oh God. We're seeking your presence on tonight. And we know that all things, oh God, shall be added unto us. We're seeking you first. Oh God, your kingdom, glory be to God, cause your kingdom to come. Cause your kingdom to come forth out of your vessels, oh Tanamasia. Cause your vessels to come forth. Oh God, your glory, cause it to be revealed in us. Cause your glory, Shadamahaya. Cause your glory to come forth in your precious name, Jesus. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you, God, for it's already done. Because you established the end before the beginning. And we thank you tonight. We honor you tonight. We glorify you. We magnify you. We're thanking you tonight. Oh, God, thank you for bowing down your ear. Thank you for bowing down your ear to your people. Oh, God, the petitions. Oh, God, in the several places, those that are gathered far and near. Thank you for bowing down your ear. Thank you for hearing the petition of your people. We bless you tonight. And just as sure as you heard us on tonight, oh, God, for we're coming, we're touching and agreeing, for we know that it's already done. Father, we bless you tonight. Yiramata. We bless you. We thank you for turning around on tonight. Glory to God, not for us, just for ourselves, but for our families, for our children. Oh, God, hallelujah, for our neighbors. Oh, God, for our world, for our nation. Glory be to God. We thank you for the turnaround. We bless you tonight. We thank you for the reset. Hallelujah, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're lifting up our neighbors unto you. Lifting up, oh, God, those that we have heard, oh, God, the problems, the challenges, oh, God, but we're coming, we're standing in the gap, God, because we know that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. We thank you tonight, for you're our El Shaddai, But thank you tonight for healing from you, our Jehovah Rapha. We thank you tonight for you, our very presence, our Jehovah Shammah. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you, our Elosha, for you, our Jehovah Jireh. You do provide. And we thank you tonight. We thank you, our Elosha. You are Jehovah Makadish. For you do sanctify. You cleanse us. You purify us. Making us ready, God, for your return. We're thanking you for your peace on tonight in the midst of turmoil. We're thanking you on tonight for your peace. Jehovah Shalom, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your peace. Oh, God, when we don't know what to say, we're thanking you, oh, God, for your spirit that you put within us to make intercession. And we're thanking you tonight for your peace. Thank you for your peace on tonight in the midst of, glory to God, we thank you. We glorify you, oh God, for we know that you have it all in control. We're thanking you for you are our righteousness, Jehovah thick and new. We're thanking you on tonight. You're our banner, Jehovah Nisi. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We say, get out of you what you have, Elosha. Get out of us what you will on tonight. God, that we can't give. Take it about Tanya. Oh God, we yield unto you. Oh God, you do the work on tonight. We ask it, oh God, that you will bless your speaker now. Bless the man of God on tonight. Bless as only you can. And we thank you tonight. We're thanking you, oh God. Thank you for the overturning on tonight. We thank you tonight. Turn us inside out. Anoint tonight. Anoint, anoint, anoint. Anoint your vessel on tonight. For this, oh God, for the word, oh God, for the word that's about to come forth. Cover, shield, and protect even now in the name of Jesus. And we're thanking you for your word. Thanking you for your word, God. Cause your word to have free course. Glory to God in each and every one of our lives. Cause it to have free course and to do that you said it to do. Glory to God. And Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. We magnify you in the precious name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on and come on. Oh, come on, somebody, and give the Lord praise on the night. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him. It's an intimate praise. Come on and praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Lift us and give him praises on tonight. Hallelujah. For he's worthy of all of the praises. Hallelujah. All over the land, wherever you are, he's worthy, 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 worthy of the praises. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we give him thanks and we give him praise. Amen. And people of God, we are ready. Amen. Are you ready on tonight? Are you expecting on tonight? Are you expecting? Glory to God. Are you expecting? If you're not, get expected. Amen. Glory be to God, because truly, amen, there's a word from the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. The Lord sends his messengers. Amen. He's been giving us his choice. He's been giving us his best. Amen. And we're thanking God. Glory to God. We thank God for the two souls, amen, that came on last night. We bless God. Amen. People of God, it's truly the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we're going back. Glory to God. We are going back to Midway, Georgia. Amen. Glory be to God. I believe it's near, if I'm not mistaken, Hinesville, Georgia. Amen. Glory be to God. So we are going back to Midway, Georgia. Amen. This man of God is no stranger to us. We just thank God because God is setting this up just like he wants. And we're thanking God that he's taking time. Amen. Glory to God to avail himself for the people of God. Amen. To say what the Lord is saying to us in this time. Amen. Glory be to God because we need all we can and we should be canning all we get. Amen. Glory be to God. The man of God is coming up to us tonight. Amen. Amen. From Solomon's Temple Holiness Church. That's Solomon's Temple Holiness Church. Glory be to God. He is the overseer. Amen. He is the pastor. Glory be to God. Again, of the Solomon's Temple Holiness Church. We want you to receive tonight, people of God, with great expectancy. Amen. The man of God on tonight. Overseer, Pastor Horace Oliver. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. Thank God you. Bless you, Evangelist Bradley. God bless the saints of God. God bless you, man. All of the saints everywhere, all of the bishops and pastors, amen, missionaries and ministers of God, and all of the saints of God, we send you greetings, amen, and we give God praise for you. We give God thanks for you that the Lord have yet kept us, and he is yet keeping us and taking us through the oppositions which we are facing. Be encouraged, be steadfast, unmovable, abide in the works of the Lord. Amen. For God will not faint. Amen. Amen. God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. But we are so grateful to be back with you again to expound on the word of God. And we give God praise for, amen, my leader, amen, Bishop Moses Alfred Lewis and First Lady Mother Isabel Lewis and my wife, amen, Sister Brenda Oliver. We thank God for her. Amen. God is yet healing and bringing her through. And we give God praise for her and my son. And we just thank God for his greatness and another opportunity to come to the airway and to discuss the word of God, to share with the saints of God. Not only that, but to give place to those that doesn't know God, to have them opportunity to experience the love, the joy, and the happiness that we experience in our lives through the years. I'm so happy to know that Jesus Christ, amen, he is alive and well. Amen, amen. I'm so pleased to know that, amen, I can feel him. Amen, although he was gone over 2,000 years ago, but yet and still I can yet sense his presence in my spirit. And I'm so happy that, glory to God, that he loves me so that he lets me know that he is near me. As his word declare, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So I want you to be encouraged that the God we serve, he is not slack concerning his promises. He promised to never leave us. And I want you to know that where you are at this point, God is still right with you. Even if you're going through the storm, he is there with you. Amen. So tonight, glory to God, we are so happy to come to you with the word of God. Amen. Tonight you will find us, glory to God, in the word of God. We'll be dealing with Paul. Amen. In Romans, amen, the seventh chapter, and we begin reading from Romans 7, 14 to 25. And then we'll be going to we'll be going to 1 Corinthians 9, 24 and 27. And then we'll end with 2 Timothy 4 and 7. Amen. Amen. And this introduction of Paul, I was looking at Paul, and I love Paul. I love his letters. I love what Paul stands for, his standard that he had in God. And before he became Paul, he was Saul of Tarsus. He was Saul that persecuted the church. But yet and still, on his conversion, God can turn, amen, us around, regardless of how low you are, regardless of how bad you was, regardless of how sinful we conduct ourselves. But I want you to know that the God we serve, amen, he is able to cleanse us from all sins. He said, though your sins be red as crimson, he'll make you white as snow. So hold up your head in the midst of it all. Trust God, because he have the stuff to clean us. Amen, to take out of us the thing that irritates us and trouble us, he has the solution to heal our bodies. Amen. So we'll begin reading in Romans 7 and 14, where Paul, Paul was given an introduction of his past experience or his present experience of how he was converted. And as he got converted, how many know because you are saved, that don't mean that the things you have done don't try to trouble your mind? Tonight the thought is, after you hear the reading of this text I want you to hear to say tonight, when you hear your letter, when you hear this, say, Lord, this is me. All right, Lord, this is me. We not tonight pointing or judging at anybody. If anyone knows oneself, is you. Amen. So if you hear this tonight, I want you to say it to God. Don't tell man or tell nobody. Just say it to God. Lord, that is me. And when we can confess to God, then he is faithful and just to forgive us. I'm a person that, glory to God, I strive to reach the lost. And I appreciate the saints of God that are already saved. They're sealed in glory. And I praise God for you. But my heart yearns for those that doesn't know Jesus. My heart yearns for those that are yet lost, those that are yet, glory to God, bound by the sins of the enemy. And I want you to know tonight that, glory to God, my task is tonight is to try to fish you out, glory to God, of the sea of destruction, to bring you to a realization or just some clarity that, glory to God, I need to change. And the very God that we serve, he is able to change you. Amen. So after you hear this tonight, you hear your letter, you just say, Lord, that is me. We begin reading from Romans, amen, the 7th chapter, beginning at the 14th verse, where Paul, amen, says these words. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold unto sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I. But what I hate, that I do. 16. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would not do, that I would not do, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Verse 20. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil present himself with me. Verse 22, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me unto captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. After you hear the reading of God's word, we give God praise. Amen. If you hear tonight, Lord, this particular text, when you hear yourself, Lord, it is me. Verse 22, amen, gives us an enlightenment. For I delight, Paul said, I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Amen. After the inward man, he delighted the law of God, but was not able to keep the law. Amen. But he was enlightened. For I delighted in the law of God after the inward man. I wanted to do right. I wanted to follow your instruction. I wanted to be obedient to your word. I wanted to be obedient to the Spirit. I wanted to do what your word says. Many folks want to do what God says, but have not the Spirit, have not the power, nor the strength to do it. Now, people out there are good people. They want to do right. But how to perform that right, I don't know how. But it says in verse 23, but I see another law. Paul said he saw another law in his members warring against the law of his mind. Yes, that's what fighting is. It's warring against the law. Something on the inside deterring you from doing what's right. When we have a desire to do right, when we have a mind to do right, we want to follow the law. Nobody want to break the law. We want to do the law of God and man. But we can't perform it with the spirit of self. We'll fail every time when we try to do to live right through the flesh. As Paul said, but I see another law in my members. I see another one in my members. And what is doing? It's warring against the law of my mind. In my mind, I want to do right, but there's something on the inside making me do what I don't want to do. Anybody ever, can you say this me? Glory to God, that Lord, that I want to do right. I want to leave the woman husband alone. I want to leave the man wife alone. But in my mind, I want to do right, but I don't have the power to do it. I don't want to go and steal. I don't want to sell drugs. I don't want to steal homemonger. I don't want to do these things, but I don't have the willpower. There's something warring against me, and it's overpowering me, making me do what I don't want to do, and I have no power of doing it. There's a law that we must follow. We must be governed by something or someone. We got to be governed. If we're not governed by anything, then we are controlled by anything.
Yes, yes.
We have to be governed by something, or we can we'll be controlled by anything. Amen? So it's a reading that I found. It says that, look at this right here. See, because we have to follow instruction with something. It says, sin is real, and it is dangerous. Imagine a sunny at the beach. You plunge into the surf as you see the beach. You plunge into the surf. Then you notice a sign on the poles. No swimming, sharks in the water. All right? Now you don't went to the beach. It's hot, burning sun. Now you just want to, I just want to plunge in the water. But here's a sign saying, amen, and no swimming today, sharks in the water. Amen, amen. Your day, and now, as you were so excited of going to the beach, now you are disappointed. It says now your day is ruined. Now my day is ruined here now. I can't swim. And it said, are you angry with the people who put it up? You mad with somebody now. You mad? Are you angry with the people that put the sign there that telling you you can't swim today because sharks is in the water? Now I'm mad. The law is like the sign. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we are grateful for it. But it does not get rid of the sharks in the water. Go ahead and swim. You can ignore the sign. We can ignore it and say, okay, I don't care what you say. Well, ignore the sign. But it doesn't get rid of the sharks in the water. Just as Paul is saying to us, there is I'm grown. I can do what I want to do. I'm my own person. Yeah, you can be your own person, but if we keep following that spirit, that control in our mind, it will lead us to destruction. Just like the shark in the water, it's going to lead you to death. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 15, for that which I do, I allow not. See, for what I would that I do. Mm-hmm. Okay? That do I. Mm-hmm. If I hate doing this, but yet and still it wasn't me that's doing it, but it's the thing in me, I wind up doing it, don't want to do it, but I'm doing it anyhow. I'm a living witness that, glory to God, when sin has a grip of your mind, I'm a living witness. I've been there, done that. Amen. That's why I confess a lot to people. I talk to people, and I let them know. I'm not just telling you something off the top of my head. I'm not just telling you reminiscing something. I'm telling you something that I went through. I'm telling you something that this Spirit had hold of me, and I lived in Hartford, Connecticut, and I was on drugs, and I was in a house. And now, if anybody know up in Connecticut and Hartford, it's cold. It's real cold there. And I was in a house on one winter night. The temperature was, I don't know if it was real low. It was real cold. And the snow was coming down so that you couldn't even see across the street. And I was in a warm house. In a warm house. And that Spirit came upon me and said, get ready. You got to go. Now, I didn't want to go. I'm in a warm house. Now I have to go get dressed. You say, well, you mean to tell me there's a force that can suppress you to the point that you have no control? Yes. Yes, he's there. Don't kid yourself. You can't play with the enemy. You can't play with the adversary and expect to come out a winner. No. Don't ever sit to the table and gamble with the devil and think you're going to win. No. You're just fooling yourself. As it says for in 16, it says, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now, see, like I said, that Spirit, I figure, well, I'm going to go ahead and get ready because they're going to be good. Because if I get ready and going out anyway, although it's going to be cold, I'm in a warm house, but he made it feel that, hey, it is better. It's going to be better if you go out there. So he enlightened my mind that it's going to be better if I go out there. So here I'm getting ready, and I'm going out there in the cold to serve him, doing something that I didn't really want to do. Because I consider unto the Lord that it is good. I consider that it was good. I considered that it's a good thing to do, although it was a crazy thing to do. But how many ever do a crazy thing and you thought it was good, but you did it anyway? Glory to God. For I know, 18 says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, what it is, dwelleth no good thing. It was no good thing in me. It's no good thing, saints. It was no good thing that dwelleth in me. Okay? In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. I couldn't find the thing that was good. You can't find it. That's where we are the way we are. We can't find the thing that was good because we can't see the thing that was good except God be in us. Amen? All right? Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it. Let's get clear. Let's make it clear. It's not you. It's not you. Amen? If I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Here, this coronavirus has kindled back. It's coming back again. It's reviving again. Here we are again. Okay? Now, the fact of the matter is, God can move this virus anytime. He can move it anytime he can get ready. But the thing about it, are we as a nation, as we as a people, are we willing to surrender? Are we willing to submit all to God? Because right now, the virus is back. Still, the beaches are full. The clubs are full. All right? The bars want to get back full. See, as long as we are in trouble, we can call on God. We'll call on God for his defense. We'll call on God to help us. We'll call on God to move on us. We'll call on God to fix this for us. But soon as things start lifting, when the coronavirus begin to lift, then guess what? We want to open the club back. We want to open the bar back. We want to open the beach back. We want to come out naked. We want to ignore what God is saying. So, okay, God is saying, okay, all right, since y'all didn't learn a lesson yet, since the nation ain't learned the lesson, since the nation hasn't learned a lesson, okay, here we go in the reverse. Here we go in the reverse now. Now we're coming back into it again. We can't understand. We cannot play. You not. God is not your Tonka truck. God is not your toy. God is not nothing to play with. He is awesome. He is a powerful, mighty God. He is a God that can't tolerate sin. He's a God that can't tolerate wrong. He's a holy. He's a just. He's a pure. He's a mighty. He's a loving. He's a kind God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And he's not going to put up with sin. We must, as a people, we must change. We must change one by one, name by name. We must change. If 20 said, I find then a law that in that when I would do good, evil present itself with me. You're not going to get away from it. The only way this chain is going to be broken from the enemy is that it's coming through Jesus. Good is not going to save us, being good. The Bible said, though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. So we must understand. We must understand what we are dealing with. We're dealing with a force here that is controlling, that, glory to God, can deceive, can manipulate, amen, and can bring us into places that Paul is saying, this thing is dangerous. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another. Oh, something else in us, people. Saints of God, men and women of God, there's another force. He said, but I see. Not only that, he said, I see it. So which means I can see something. Paul said, I see another law. Just like some of you right now, you see yourself on drugs. You see yourself on cocaine. You see yourself ripping and raving and running. You see the spirit in you that you don't like. You see it. That's what Paul said. I saw another law in my members, warring against the laws of my mind. You can see it. I saw it, and you see it. So why continue to serve something that's going to destroy you? Why continue to serve something that's going to, at the end, he's going to not give you nothing but a hell-burning fire? Why serve him? He have nothing to offer but destruction and more turmoil. Amen. So what he's saying is, he said, now, warring against the law of my mind, and what it's doing, it's bringing me under captivity, which means it's going to entrap me again. It's bringing me into captivity. It want to put me back in prison to the law of sin. It want me to serve sin. That's what it want us to do. It want us to serve sin, period. It don't want us to serve God. It don't want you to do right. That's why we are in this world and we have a situation going on now. We are losing the grip on our teenagers. Families are losing the fiber. The very fiber of family is being ripped apart. Yes. The very fiber of a family is being pulled apart. But we have to, the only one that can bring us back to you and unify us is Jesus. And we have to bring our family to Jesus. And we have to not allow our family to be torn apart with this spirit. And Paul said in verse 26, oh, wretched man, he reached a conclusion to himself. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? Who can deliver me? Who can bring me out of this? Who can bring my child out of this? Who can bring my family out of this? Who can bring my husband out of this? Who can bring my wife out of this? Who can bring my son out of this? Who can do it? You can take them to a psychiatrist. You can take them to Charter by the Sea. You can take them to a counselor. But guess what? The people you're taking them to, they need Jesus themselves. We must understand that what Jesus have implemented, he came, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He sent his best to redeem us. But if we don't receive his best, oh, what you have left? What you have from then? If we don't accept what Christ is doing, if we don't accept what he implemented, if we don't accept the right living, the right way of life, the right way to live, if we don't accept his holiness, if we don't accept his salvation, if we don't accept it, hell is going to be our eternal home. Can you say this is me? I know one day I said it was me. In 25, I said, I thank God through Jesus Christ. I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin. That's the way it works. I have to serve God in the law of the Spirit. See, I need the Spirit. I need God to live wholesome life. I need Jesus. I need the Holy Spirit in me to live this life. I can't live this life myself, and you ain't going to be able to live it yourself. Now, verse 1 Corinthians 9 and 24 reads, and it says, 1 Corinthians 9, 24 reads, I'll get my wife to read for me.
Know ye not.
The Bible said in verse 1 Corinthians 9 and 24 says that know ye not
that they which run in a race
run all. We all running. We are all running in this race. All heaven bound Christians, we are in a race. We in a race together. We not in a race running against each other, but we in a race running with each other for the same cause. And we got to help each other to run this race. Read.
But one receiveth the prize.
Mm-hmm.
So run.
So run.
That ye may attain.
We got to change our concept of this worldly affair versus what God's affair. We have to make a decision. Rather, we going to stay in the world, or are we going to change our course and come over to Jesus and run this Christian race? Rest assured that, glory to God, that we are all running somewhere. The problem is where you're running to. Now, our race is striving to go to glory. All of us are running right now. But where your destiny is going to lead you? Where are you going to lead you? Where it's going to lead you? Glory to God. I'm reminded of a story that was told to me of an old man and his granddaughter. They was traveling, and I'm reminded that they were in a great storm, and the granddaughter was driving when they came into the storm. And the granddaughter was fearful of driving in a stormy weather. And she told her grandfather, said, Granddad, I'm going to pull over and you drive. But granddaddy said, no, keep on driving. And as she kept driving, the storm got fierce. And it came down so hard till the windshield wiper couldn't wipe it off fast enough. And she said, Granddaddy, I'm timid. Granddaddy, I'm going to pull over, you drive. And the granddaddy said, no, keep on driving. And as the young girl kept driving the car, the storm didn't cease of, glory to God, of raining. And as the rain continued to pour, she began to get more nervous. And she said, Granddaddy, please, you drive. The granddaddy said, no, keep on driving. And as she kept on driving, the rain started lightening up, and the rain, as she kept on driving, and the rain began to dwindle and to cease. And when the rain ceased, then the granddaddy said, now pull over. He said, now, I guess the girl said, you know, I'm out of the storm now. He said, now pull the car over. He said, now let's get out. And they got out the car, and they looked back towards where the storm was. And the granddaddy asked the girl, said, now, where are we? He said, we out the storm. He said, where are all of those that stop and pull over? She said, they still in the storm. The idea is you can't stop in the storm. You got to keep moving. You got to keep running the race. You can't stop and pull over. You can't stop on the side and start enjoying the cares of this life. When you stop and enjoying the cares of this life, you stopped in the storm. And the enemy wants you to delay your time. He wants you to stay stuck in the storm because he's hoping that Jesus will come and catch you. If he can hold you in the storm, he know he got you. Okay? So, word to the wise. Don't stop. Keep moving. Thank you, God. Keep moving. Verse 25 says,
and every man that striveth,
and every man that striveth
for the mastery,
for the mastery
is temperate,
is temperate
in all things.
You temperate in all things. You're not gonna allow yourself to succumb to alcohol no more. You're not gonna allow yourself to come to drugs anymore. You're not gonna allow yourself to come to the stealing and the murdering and the killing no more. You're not gonna allow yourself to do it anymore. You're temperate now. See, we need, Paul says, we need something within us to keep us temperate. Something that will keep us temperate, to keep us cool, calm, and collective. Amen. Read.
Now they do it. To all things.
To all things.
Now they do it. To obtain crown.
Read.
But we are incorruptible.
See, we are striving to get that incorruptible body. And guess what? You're gonna have to give up something to get something. Glory to God. So what we have to, when we strive with Christ, then we're giving up the pleasures of this world. Then my reward is greater than what my pleasures were introduced to me or were trying to push on me. Okay, read.
I therefore so run.
So now Paul is saying here in Corinthians, he said, now I therefore run.
Not as uncertainty. So fight I. Not as one.
That beateth the air. Not as one that beateth the air. See, if we ain't just beating the air, I'm in this thing here for a reason. I'm in this thing here to get my reward. I'm in this thing here to get eternal heaven and glory of God. I'm in this thing here that glory of God, I can have life and have it more abundantly. I'm striving. I'm in this to keep my composure, glory to God, to keep myself dedicated to God and the Holy Spirit. He has to keep me, sustain me, that I have to yield myself to him, that he can keep me, that he can hold me, that he can use me, that he can use me in a mighty way, that glory to God, that I no longer have to go back to serve sin no more. Glory to God. 27 says what?
But I keep under my body. And bring it unto subjection.
See, you got to do that. You got to allow the Holy Spirit to, Paul said, but I keep unto my body and bring it under subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I'm talking to myself. Look here, preachers. Glory to God. That when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I myself, though I'm preaching to you, though I'm trying to tell you, but if I don't live right, now if I don't live right, I'm subject to be lost. If I don't tell you the truth, then I'm subject to be lost. I'm not an entertainer. Glory to God. I'm going to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. We must repent. We must see that, glory to God, that within us dwelleth no good thing. We must understand that sin is a destroyer. And we must understand that the Bible said the enemy goes forth as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. It's no game out there. It's no joke. It's real. Jesus has come to make it possible for you and I. If we don't seize the moment, then there's nobody fault but mine. But the Bible says here and what's the next verse? Second Timothy 4:7. 2 Timothy 4:7. Let's go to 2 Timothy 4:7.
I have fought a good fight.
Paul said, Paul was telling Timothy, that I have fought a good fight.
I have finished my course.
Now, I have finished my course.
I have kept the faith.
And I have kept the faith. I have fought a good fight. This is it, saints. We have to fight a good fight. We can't cheat. We have to be real. I have fought a good fight. And he said, I have finished. This is the thing. We have to finish the run. We have to finish our course. We can't allow ourselves to be entertained or to be pulled off course by the cares of this life, because it will pull us off course. We have to be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the works of the Lord. He said, I have finished, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Kept what faith? I've kept what Jesus gave me. I've kept what his laws. I kept what he said to me in his word. I kept it. I was faithful. I loved my enemy. I did good to them that spitefully used me. I did what's right in the sight of God to the best of my ability. Glory to God. I came to Jesus just as I was, wounded and sad, broken. Amen. But he proved to me that he is, glory to God, he is an everlasting keeper. He is an everlasting father. Glory to God. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We must understand that, glory to God, this work that God has implemented for humanity, we must come to it. It ain't coming to us. We got to come to it. We got to come to God, what he has implemented, and we have to apply ourselves to God. Hebrews 10:23 reads, Hebrews 10:23. I thought I would have been done. But Hebrews 10:23 says,
let us hold fast.
It said, now let us hold fast
the profession of our faith. Without wavering. For he is faithful. That promise.
Who is Jesus? He is faithful that promised us that he's going to keep us. He is faithful to his word. He said, I will let no more come upon you that which you are able to bear. He said, I am faithful to that. I will be faithful to keep you through all circumstances. We got to come clean. We got to be allow ourselves to be submissive to the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit was sent back here, glory to God, to empower us that we can become men and women of God. And the only way we can become true men and women of God, that we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He said in Acts, he said, after the Holy Ghost come, you shall have power. Glory to God. In the day of Pentecost, it was all in the upper room. And they was all filled. They was all filled at one time. And they all were filled with the same spirit. We was all filled with the same power. Every church folks, every church member, every man, every woman, every boy and girl, we need this Holy Spirit. We need it. The world need it. The church need it. So in verse 23 26 says,
For if we sin willfully, after that,
listen, if we sin willfully mean there's a sin of omission and a sin of commission. If we sin willfully, knowing that it was wrong, knowing that, glory to God, that I shouldn't have done that. But the Bible said, I'm not saying this, it said, if you sin willfully, read.
After that, we have received the knowledge of the truth. There remaineth. No more sacrifice for sin.
It's dangerous. Sin is dangerous. Don't remain. No more sacrifice for sin. Nobody else can die for us. Nobody else going to give their life for us. Ain't nobody going to be nailed to no cross. Who are you standing by right now? You got your friend. You got your wife. You got your husband by you right now. Ask them, will you die for me? Ask them, will you be nailed on a cross for me if it need be? Will you do it? Glory to God. Read.
But there'll be a certain fearful looking. For of judgment. And fiery indignation.
It's trouble. That's what I'm saying. If you serve sin, it's nothing but destruction. It's nothing left but destruction. Let's not follow. Read.
Which shall devour the adversary.
Read.
29.
But how much sore punishment
suppose ye.
Mm-hmm. Suppose ye.
Shall be.
Shall be.
I'm sorry. Shall he be.
Mm-hmm. Read.
Thought worthy.
Thought worthy.
Who has trodden.
Who have trodden.
Under the foot.
Under the foot.
Of the Son of God.
Of the Son of God.
And has counted.
And has counted.
The blood.
The blood.
Of the covenant.
Of the covenant.
Wherewith he has sanctified,
he has sanctified
an unholy thing
and has done
despite unto
the spirit of grace. Look at that. That's a shame. That's not good. That's why when we come to God, we got to come to God wholeheartedly. We have to come to God with surrendering of everything. That's why Paul said, within me, that dwelleth in me, I saw another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. And what it does, it want to bring me back into captivity. It want to use us. It want to bring shame to Christ's name. And we should stand fast in these last and evil days. We must stand. If we got to stand alone, but we got to stand and we got to stand true in the name of Jesus. We got to live holy, and the Holy Spirit will live through us. He will give us the empowerment of what we need to withstand in these evil days. After he come, you shall have power. The Bible said in Revelation 3:5, said that he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. That's what Revelation 3:5 says. Jesus, I'm going to confess you. I'm not going to deny you. I'm going to confess you. It is better to hold on. It is better to stay in the race. It is better to run. If you have to run by yourself. But yeah. Tell sin, it's over. Tell the world, goodbye. We sing a song in the world, say, goodbye, world, I'm gone. Tell my friends, I'm gone. We have to make up our mind. We can't keep reminiscing. We must make up our mind. Who are we going to serve? The scripture says, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We have to make up our mind on what we're going to do, church. To the world, we have to make up our mind. Glory to God. We have to make up our mind of what we're going to do. Are we going to spend eternity in heaven, or are we going to spend eternity with the enemy? We have to make up our mind. So we have to think about this. Think about it. Think about it. And think about it again. I have nothing to tell you but to get ready. Get prepared. Jesus is coming. It said, let us hold fast to the perfection of our faith without wavering. For if we sin willfully, don't sin willfully. Don't do it. There's a sin of omission, sin of commission. There's knowing and unknowing. Don't willfully do it and know we're doing it and know it's wrong. And then we expect God to accept us. We expect God to bless us. No, we got to turn. We have to turn from sin, and don't serve sin. I think in Romans it said, "Don't let your body be used as instruments for the devil's sake. Don't let your body be used as instrument. Don't let him use you. Don't let him play you like a guitar. Don't let him play you like a set of drums. Don't let him play. Don't turn to Jesus. Let's come to Jesus. Let's give God everything. Let's submit ourselves to God. Let's surrender all." And if we do that, then you can say as Paul said. If you're there, then we can say it as he said. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? Who going to deliver us? But we know that our Savior, Jesus Christ, he is who it is that can deliver you from where you are. Now, if you have this troublesome spirit that's troubling you tonight, if you have this spirit that's troubling your mind, if you have this spirit that goes warring against your mind and bringing you back into captivity, most of the time, Lord, I've heard people say they tried to quit smoking. I remember years ago, I tried to quit smoking. I used to buy the little tips. I used to buy this. I used to buy that. But guess what? It'll work a little while, but I'll find myself going right back smoking. I'll say I'll stop drinking, but I find myself going right back drinking. You will never stop it until you come to Jesus. When you come to Jesus, he has the solution to knock it out of you. He'll take it out. He said, come, oh, taste and see. He said, come unto me, all you that labor, heavy laden. And he said, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Is it you? Say, Lord, can you say, Lord, is it me? If it's you tonight, then you ought to tell God, Lord, I need you to take this out of me. I need you to remove this. I can't move myself. Because many times you will try yourself, but you will wind up going right back. Because there's another law that's in your members warring against the law of your mind, and they're bringing you right back into captivity. You ever say, Lord, I ain't going to do that no more, and you wind up doing it the next night? But yet and still, you got to understand, it's not you. It's that spirit. It's Satan. And if you allow him to continually use you, eventually he's going to win your soul. And don't, your soul is too valuable to go to hell with him. You're too good for the devil, but you're not good enough for God. And because of, because if you're going to serve sin, then you alienate God. So you have to turn away from sin and grasp God. Come unto me, all ye that labor, heavy laden. I say to you tonight, I'm not a preacher, I'm not for no glamour or glitter, but I'm for your soul. And your soul is very important. So don't allow yourself to get caught up in the cares of this world and lose focus on the main point, and that's giving Christ your life. Accept Jesus Christ tonight. We have many good preachers be on this program. Many good preachers I hear, they're preaching the word of God. But it's up to us, the hearers, that's going to do something about it. You have to make up your mind. You have to make a decision tonight. You have to make that decision that only you can make. And that is that you tell sin goodbye. Oh, wretched man that I am. And we have any wretched men tonight. I know I was one wretched man, but I came to Jesus. And there are many others that was wretched, but we came to Jesus. Though your sin be red as crimson, but Jesus said, I'll wash you as white as snow. And not only that, he told us in the 14th chapter of St. John, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'm coming again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. It's worth it to get in the race and run. Let go of the world. Run. It is to your gain, and it's for your benefit. Or we can stay in the storm, or we can stay in the pleasures of life. And in the enemy will win. Which one is more valuable to you? In my closing, what is more valuable to you, your soul or pleasure? Which one is more valuable? If pleasure is more valuable to you, you balance it, and you make that decision. But if I were you tonight, you could see that pleasure is a temporary fix, but with Christ, it's an eternal life. You make the choice. The choice is yours tonight. This is your choice. I say to you tonight, I'll take the choice, and I'll serve God. And I'll live for Jesus for the rest of my life. May God ever richly bless you. May the word of God ever find a place in your heart tonight. We pray, God, that God will say something tonight that will help you tonight. And at this time, we want to open the line up for if there's anyone that desire special prayer, or if anyone desire to allow God to say tonight, I hear that it was me, and I want the Lord to come into my heart tonight. I want the Lord to forgive me, and I want to give up this old spirit life that has me bound, that bring me back into captivity time after time, You know, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. And you got to get tired of it. You have to get tired of it. And when you get sick and tired of it, then only you can do something about it. And Jesus is waiting. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor, a heavy laden. And I don't know about you, but I'm so happy that I gave up years ago. And I want you to experience that same experience that God gave my life, in my life. Peace in my heart and in my mind. And in my soul, I give God the praise for it. And he is here tonight to offer you that same opportunity. But it's up to you to receive it. So I say to you tonight, do we have anyone tonight that desire to say, God, I want to do better. I want to be better. God is waiting on you. He is waiting on you tonight. And tonight, here's an opportunity for you. Take this night and go forward. Stay in the race. Run. The Bible said, my inheritance is among those that are sanctified. And that's where your inheritance are. We have your inheritance. What my inheritance is, your benefit, your future, we have it. Your inheritance is among those that are sanctified. What inheritance? Eternal life. We'll show you how to live eternal life. We'll show you what it's going to take to live eternal life. We'll show you what you need to live eternal life, to live in this life. We need the Holy Spirit. And after he comes, you have power. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Evangelist, God bless you. You can open it up for us, please.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. If there is anyone, amen, after hearing such a word, as the man of God says, amen. If you found yourself, glory to God, you can press *6 on tonight. Amen. You can press *6 and come over. Amen. As the man of God said, amen. If you found yourself and you're ready to make that change, glory to God. We really want to give you that opportunity. Amen. You can press *6 on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on out of the storm. Glory be to God. You can come on out of the storm on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Anybody on tonight? Anybody? Glory
Hello?
To God. Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Hello?
Oh, we can hear you. Go ahead, call.
I've been trying to do this myself, and I'm not able to do it. And I want the Lord to come into my life and help me live the life that pleases to him. I've tried myself, and I fail every time. And I ask the Lord to, I'm praying now that I, for some help, because I can't do it on my own. I want to come to the Lord. I've been serving sin, been doing stuff that I don't want to do. And I want my life to be turned around. In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes,
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just hold it right there, caller. Amen. Is there anybody else? Amen. Glory be to God. This is the call, people of God. This is the call. Glory be to God. Amen. You don't have to. Glory be to God. You don't have to do it by yourself. Amen.
Oh,
glory
oh.
be to God. As the man of God said, there's a law. Amen. There's a war going on in your members. Glory be to Lord. But Jesus is here to help you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if there's anyone else, amen, you heard the call. You heard the voice of the Lord on tonight. Amen. And you are ready. You're ready for that change. You're ready for that help. Glory to God. You can come tonight. You can come. Just press *6. *6. *6. *6. Anybody else? star 6 on tonight. Yes, yes, Carl. Yes, we can.
I need prayers. Well, I've been saved for a while, but I still find myself doing things that I thought I was already delivered from, and I just need help in that area. God is just truly delivering me.
Okay, so deliver. What's your name again?
Ariana Moss.
Okay, Ariana, okay. Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear. God bless you. Amen. Anybody else, just hold it right there, caller. Amen. We're going to give the platform back to the man of God. Amen. He's going to pray with you. Glory be to God. He's going to show you the way. Amen. And to come out of the storm. Glory be to God. Is there anybody else? Glory to God. Anybody else that needs the help of the Lord? You know you need the help of the Lord on tonight. Anybody else? Glory be to God. As the man of God say, amen, in the beginning, glory to God, that when you find yourself, you just say, Lord, that's me. Amen. So if there's anyone else on the line tonight and you found yourself and you can be honest with yourself, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, not deceiving yourself, but know that you need help. Know that you need the Lord to help you on tonight. Glory to God. You can press star 6. Star 6. Glory to God. Star 6. It's an individual thing tonight, people of God. It's an individual thing. Glory to God. The Lord is calling his people. So much is going on in the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So much is going on. Amen. As the man of God began to declare, there's a war going on in our members. There's an enemy working against us. Amen. Glory to God. But we can have help tonight. We can have help tonight. Glory to God. Is there anyone else? Amen. Is there another? Glory to God. Before we turn the platform back over to the man of God. Amen. It's not the will of God that any be lost, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. He's concerned about all of you, people of God. He's concerned about the whole you. That war that you cannot win by yourself, glory to God, he's here to help you. Amen. So if there's anybody else on tonight, we don't want to leave anybody out. We don't want to leave anybody out tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't want to leave anybody out. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. It doesn't look like anybody else is coming over, man of God. We're going to turn the platform back over to you tonight. Hallelujah.
God bless you. I want to, the young man tonight, he said he tried to live it. He tried to do the thing, but I want to just want you to repeat after me as we lead you through the prayer. Of conviction, conversion, repentance. I want you to know that you don't have to battle this alone. Like Paul said in Romans 7, he said, oh, wretched man that I am, who's going to deliver me from this body of sin and death? God just gave me this particular scripture this week. Not to rush with it, but just to talk. And I thank God. Young man, you're still online? Is he still online?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. I want you tonight, because the night is going to be the turnaround for you tonight. Tonight, is your night for God to come into your life. Because Romans 10:9 says, if thou confess with thy mouth, Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's what he said. That's what he said in Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth, if you confess with your mouth tonight, the Lord Jesus, and tonight we're going to leave. We're going to lead you in prayer tonight. I want you to get ready to receive tonight. The presence of God is going to come into your house tonight. He's going to come into your place tonight. He's going to come in your spirit tonight. That glory to God. I'm telling you the truth, sir. If you tonight, repeat after me tonight with all your heart, something's going to happen to you tonight. The power of God is going to fall on you tonight. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Have mercy upon me.
Have mercy upon me.
A sinner.
Jesus. I'm a sinner.
Lord, I ask you to forgive me.
Lord, I ask you to forgive me.
For all my sins.
For all of my sins.
Tonight I confess.
Tonight I confess.
To you tonight.
You tonight.
That tonight, God, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior.
I accept you as my Lord and my Savior.
And I ask you to wash me and make me clean.
I ask you to wash me and make me clean.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Save me.
And save me.
And I'll live for you.
And I'll live for you.
Forever.
Forever. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you for, lift your hand up for me. Father, I give you praise. Thank you for this brother right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we right now we give you the praise, for God, you are the one that's going to show God the life that you already surrendered and prayed, paid the penalty, Lord, for the remission of all sins. And God, you said, if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God had raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. Tonight, God, save this young man. Use him mightily. Give him power over things that glory to God that he thought he never can be free from. But let him, oh God, immediately, the Lord, the power, the admonition of the Holy Spirit that's going to right now raise up into his life right now. Baptize him with your anointing and power, God. Use him mightily. Show him. Let him see for himself, God. Let him see that glory to God. There's something greater working on the inside. God is going to bring out, show up on the outside in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And we thank you for it, and we lift you up for it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you. The young lady, that's Ariana. God bless you tonight. Bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. The young lady, Ariana, put your hands up before God right now in the name of Jesus. Put your hand up before God, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the things that she couldn't do on her own, and she tried to do it on her own. But, Lord, the things she find herself doing, the same things that she once did don't want to do it, but find herself back doing it, Father. We ask you in the name of Jesus that you will empower her, give her strength right now in the precious name of Jesus to put those things behind her and reach to the things which are before. Help her to press toward the mark of the prize, oh God, of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And God, we give you praise tonight. We lift you up tonight, God. We honor you tonight, God. Lord, we know that you are exceedingly abundantly above all acts or things. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, open your people's eyes, God, and help us to see. Help us to understand, God, it's a serious moment. Help us to realize, God, that glory to God, you can soon to come. Help us, oh God, to be busy and get ready for the soon coming King. Help us, God, to press, oh God. Help us to be prepared. Lord, don't let us, oh God, be sleeping and slumber, oh God, and get up and play. But God, help us to be ready, Jesus. When you come a call, we can be ready. In Jesus' precious name, we thank you tonight, God. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you. Anyone need special prayer tonight? Amen. We thank you, brother. We thank you, sister.
And we'll get your information. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
My name is Thomas. My name is Thomas. Thomas?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, Thomas.
Got you. We got you. Yes, sir.
All right. You're on your way now.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Stay in that word. Stay in that word.
Yes.
If anyone else needs special prayer.
Keith Fleming.
Keith Fleming?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What is your request?
Yes, sir. To help me out with my driver's license, getting my driver's license.
get your driver's license? Okay. We'll be praying for that. All right. God is going to open the door for you and bless you. Bless you with your life.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to ask him anyone
you.
Else?
Yes, sir.
Hi.
I'll see you asking.
Say again.
Hello? I'm still asking for prayer for an area kid. She's still holding on, and they say her heart is real strong. So I'm still asking for prayer for area kid. She was in a coma, and they took off a ventilator Monday, but she's still breathing on her own.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ma'am, God bless. We give God praise for that. Keep looking to the hills.
Hallelujah.
Anyone else tonight?
Yes,
Hello.
Yeah, I'm praying for myself.
Say again.
I'm asking for prayer for myself, too. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. What is your name, Mother?
Janie.
Oh, okay, Miss Janie. Yes, ma'am. Was someone else?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Praise report and a prayer request. This is Sister Chandra Harden. A young lady I was witnessing to, Rachel Beagle, she dedicated her life to the Lord last night on the prayer line.
Yeah.
And, her husband, Trent Beagle, he was admitted to the hospital, and I'm asking for a prayer request for him. He's having trouble with his heart, and I just ask him for prayer to strengthen his heart.
Amen. We sure will, Mother. Let's look for God to do that. Let's look for God to do it, because he can. Anyone else?
Yes. Prayer for a young lady by the name of Jamla Chisholm. She's with child, twins. One baby is growing and one baby is not.
Okay. We hold that up before God, and because God knows where she is, and God can bring her through that. Let's continue. We'll be definitely praying for that, that both child live, and that God will use them in a mighty way. Let's continue to pray. We're gonna pray. All right. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Patrice. I would like prayer for Mother Howard and for myself and Pastor Smith and First Lady Smith and my church family. And I'm also asking for a special prayer for the EPC Nation and for my Apostle, Apostle S.D. James. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We definitely hold them up before God in prayer. Let's look for God to do. When we ask these requests, when we ask these prayers, I want you to do something for me. When we pray, I want you to begin to tell God, thank you. I want you to just begin to every day for the next 3 days. All of you that made a request. I want you just to don't make an appeal anymore for the prayer, but what you want to do is you want to give God thanks for what he already done. I want you to tell him thank you. Just tell him thank you for the 3 days. Whoever the individual is, you just tell God thank you for doing it. Thank you for raising them. Thank you for the young lady that's having the twins. Thank you for making that possible. Thank you for bringing these children out healthy. Thank you. Thank you for the heart condition. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that for those mothers. Just begin to thank God this week. Regardless of where you are, you just stop and just give God a thanks. Thank him. Just praise him. Thank him. And watch what God does. Watch what he do. He said, no man cometh to the Father but by me. He said, no man can come lest I draw. No man can be raised up lest God raise him up. And if we thank God, he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men. So So therefore, lift him up in behalf of your family. Lift him up in their behalf and watch what he do. You're gonna be amazed just to see what God does. And I'm just talking to you tonight. That's the way the Spirit of God has used me tonight. And that's the norm, calm voice. And I'm not screaming. I'm not yumping. I'm not hollering. I just want to let you know that when you ask God for something, he's willing to do it. But you have to give him thanks for it, that it's already done. It's already done. It's done already. And all you need to do is just give him thanks. Amen? Just give God thanks for it. Now, I guarantee you'll see God begin to start moving in a miraculous and a powerful way in your behalf because of you asked him. Because if a father, if a child asks a father anything, the Bible says he won't die. If you ask for bread, he won't give him a stone. You know, so let us believe those things and not as though they were. And I guarantee you'll see the manifestation of the Holy Spirit right in those individuals' behalf. Amen. I've seen it happen so many times. But and I'm looking for God to do great and mighty things in your behalf, okay? We thank God for you. That was all the requests, Evangelist?
Yes, sir. It looks like there's no one that's on the platform.
All right. Okay, we thank God for it, and we're going to continue to pray over these names. We're going to continue to pray and call these names out before God. And we want everyone to begin to start seeing the manifestation, not just tomorrow or next week, but start seeing the manifestation of this, these requests. Start seeing them suddenly, immediately, suddenly. These requests are going to be answered immediately. Not no month off and no 3 weeks off or no. Immediately, these requests are going to be answered. And let us not be weary in well doing. Let us be happy. And let us rejoice. I feel rejoiceful right now because God is already going to do it. It's already done. So we thank God for you. Let us be prayerful tonight. Let us be moved by God's Spirit tonight that he's already going to do what you actually asked him to do. And let's look for it as you pray tonight, as in the daybreak in the morning. Call one, some of them individuals. Call them and see. See how fast God moves. All right? God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Mother. And we're going to pray. This is going to be the closing prayer of these requests. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, God. Lord, we believe so that you're going to do these requests, God, that we are ready now to give you the praise. We are ready now to glorify you and lift you up, God. We are ready now to give you thank you. We thank you, God, for touching every individual, the requests of the prayer that went up, God. Lord, you already had them on your agenda, Lord, to heal their body. In the name of Jesus, we call all healing tonight to be manifest in all aspects of the requests that went up before you tonight, God. We thank you tonight for the healing of the saints' body, for the saints' family members, the friends, God. We ask you to heal tonight in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you right now. We believe you. Lord, you said by these stripes we were healed. And, God, we thank you. We believe in it just as it is written in your scripture. Oh, God, you said by these stripes that was you took on your body, it was for, God, for the remission of your people. And, God, you suffered that we can, glory to God, we can have life and have it more abundantly. And God is already done, Lord. That heart is already fixed. Those twins are going to be healthy. And God, in the name of Jesus, that mother is going to be healed. And God, we thank you for the saving of the soul of the saints. We thank you, oh God, and we give you praise right now for it. And we thank you for all those that made a request, oh God, for their loved ones and for themselves. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to grant their desire In the mighty name of Jesus, open doors, bind the enemy on every hand. Drive old Satan to the pit, Lord. We take authority over him right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and God, we should ever give thy name the praise. We give you thanks right now, and we lift you up. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, man of God. God bless you tonight. God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. And Lady Oliver, God bless you on tonight. We appreciate you all so much. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on tonight. The word, the word, the word. People of God, the word, the word, the word tonight. Amen. Glory to God. That cleansing word, that soul-searching word on tonight. Glory to God. We want you to be sure to get the broadcast on tonight. Thank you, sir. Glory to God. Be sure to get the word on tonight, people of God. Listen at it. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a soul-searching word. Amen. Glory to God. It's going to help you. It's going to help you. Glory to God. Amen. Get the word on tonight. Send the word on tonight. Glory to God. We want you to text this number, 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Text and get your copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. You'll be so glad that you did. Amen. Hallelujah. Get it. Amen. Listen at it. Amen. Over and over again. Again, send it to someone. Glory to God that they can be blessed. Glory to God. We thank God for both of the souls on tonight. Amen. Glory to God that gave their lives unto the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. And even for Ariana for strength. Glory to God, and for Mr. Thomas for the rededication on tonight. I want to ask you to go ahead and text me your number. Amen. We do have an outreach committee that will follow up with you. Glory to God. So if you would text me your number, glory to God, the number, my number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. If we can get your name so that we can follow up with you, glory be to God. Amen. For all that God has done on tonight, glory to God. We thank God for this first step. Glory to God. We ask you, people of God, amen, to continue on. Amen. You receive salvation on tonight. Continue on. Don't stop there. Amen. Hallelujah. Continue on to receive now the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord has cleansed you, has purged you, he's set you, he's made you ready. Amen. But you want to be filled. Glory to God. That's your keeping power. Glory to God. That's what's going to keep you. The Holy Ghost is going to help you and to keep you so that you're not out there all alone trying to walk this walk. Glory be to God. Trying to do amen unto the Lord. So go on. We encourage you. Amen. And we'll go more into that. Amen. With our follow-up. Amen. Because glory to God, you got to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's your helper. That's your keeper right there. That's your power right there, people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. I can tell you about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Saved for a number of years, had not received the Holy Ghost. So I know the struggle, and the struggle is real. Glory to God. So we need the Holy Ghost. We need, that's our power. Amen. The word of God says, you shall receive power after that, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. Glory to God. So we encourage you to go on the next step. Amen. And those that may be on the line, you may, amen, have given your lives to the Lord. But we encourage you now to go on and receive the Holy Ghost. That's your keeper. That's your power. That's your strength. Glory be to God. Amen. And he's going to lead you and guide you unto all truth. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God tonight, man of God. We thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Glory to God. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the wisdom. Amen. That was shared with us on tonight. We cannot stress enough. Glory to God. Get the broadcast. Get it. listen to it. Amen. I'm telling you, I re-listen to them. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And within the days or so afterwards, and there's always something that I miss. Glory to God. And I'm so glad that I have it, that I can listen at it again. And the Lord is yet speaking. He is yet speaking. So get the broadcast. Again, that number is 912-257-3918. 912-257-3918. Glory to God. Or those that have my number, if you would, amen, you can as well just shoot me a text message as you do. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We want to invite you to come back on tomorrow. Come back on tomorrow night. Invite somebody to come. Amen. Glory be to God. The man of God will be back with us on tomorrow. Well, no, not tomorrow. Amen. I got my schedule all mixed up. Glory be to God. Amen. But come back on tomorrow. Amen. We have another dynamic speaker. Glory to God. We have another dynamic speaker on tomorrow night. Come and hear the word of the Lord unto you. Amen. People of God, we are under, I'm telling you, God is doing a work. He's burning out everything that's not like us. Amen. He's glorifying. Hallelujah. He's making us ready. He's making us a prepared people. We're coming. We're hearing this word. God is doing surgery. We are on the wheel. Amen. We are being made unto a people. Amen, and he's calling unto himself. So we thank God on tonight. We bless God on tonight again for you, man of God. We bless God for you. And at this time, people of God, we are going to, glory to God, we're going to open the line. Amen. We're thanking God for you for the several requests that are already coming in. God bless you. God bless you. We will get those broadcast out to you. Amen. Glory to God. So at this time, amen, we just thank God for the word. Again, man of God, woman of God, we can't tell you how much we appreciate that. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. For coming to be with us. Glory to God. Amen. May God bless you. May God keep you as well. May he, glory be to God, endow you. May he strengthen you in this hour and all that God is. Amen, that you've given out, that the Lord would restore unto you strength in Jesus' name. Glory to God. So at this time, amen, we are ready. Amen. Glory be to God to give God praise. We always give God praise for the word that he has given unto us. Amen. We come now to tell him thank you. We come to tell him thank you. Glory be to God. So we're going to open the line. We're going to open the line. And with everything that is within you, we want you to give God praise. We want you to lift your voices unto the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And bless his name. Glory to God.
Thank you. Goodbye.